Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and money-making Manhattan. You're listening to Bashani Radio App, the number one independent app for podcast. Download for free for iPhone and Android at the App Store.
It's Daddy Speaks, the international, transformational, storytelling, y'all. Just what you need, time to listen up for motivation on a journey with Daddy Speaks.
Hey everyone, and this is Dr. Betty Speaks. I'm retired from the United States Army. It may sound like I'm in an airport right now, but I promise you I am not. I'm just in an area that has a lot of background noises going on, so bear with me as I share with you a phenomenal show today being held in a phenomenal area. But I'm CEO of A Life Change Now, the host of Overcoming Battles by Being Strong and Courageous. I am also the artist and songwriter of a single that's It's a Resurrection. I am your lifetime royal imprint empress. And shout out to my brother, Donald Tolson, for giving me that name. So I'm very passionate about motivating individuals to resurrect and establish themselves spiritually, personally, or professionally. So I'm also known as that chosen warrior who inspires others to create a life change now by leaving an intentional, impactful imprint for infinity. So again, I want to thank you for tuning in to our show today. I have a phenomenal guest here with me today, and I want to share with you, I would tell you his name, but I want him to tell you his name, honestly, because he and I are getting ready to do some things together. I told you that as I come on every week, I share with you that this is that intentional, motivational, plus inspirational show that is filled with wisdom that will awaken your hope, your ambition, your faith, and inner strength. Plus, it covers a variety of genuine life-changing topics designed to encourage listeners who are worldwide. You see, strength doesn't come from what you can do. It comes from overcoming those things that you once thought you couldn't. So I can't wait for my guest to introduce himself. He is the youngest guest ever thus far. So you should have seen his eyes. So I just wanted to know, guest, are you there?
Yeah, I'm actually here.
Yes, yes. So go ahead and tell us who you are and where you are hailed from.
All right, I want to say greetings to, people watching this amazing dialogue or conversation with my mom. My name is Ebasido Otis Tao from Liberia. I'm currently based in Kigali, Rwanda, where I study at the University of Les Avantes of Kigali. It is an amazing pleasure to be on this phenomenal show. This is something so exceptional, and I'm actually be gratified for this. Thank you so much for bringing me on your platform.
You're very welcome. And you and I were talking earlier. We were just going to say it's morning time where I am and it's afternoon where you are. And we're just going to do a virtual meet and greet. But then you just started talking and it was like getting on the plane and the airline stewardess didn't say buckle your seatbelts or anything. The pilot just took off and we didn't even buckle our seatbelts. So that's what the conversation was like with you. So can you tell us what it is that you do?
I have a youth organization in Liberia, but before going further, I want to speak about my leadership school that I have. That's actually been a great motivation to my country. There are other schools in Liberia, but I mean, my leadership school has actually been the first certified online learning platform in Liberia. And so Liberia going through 14 years of civil crisis, I personally think that to re-strengthen and be able to keep my country moving, it was an opportunity to organize a leadership school that will transform and strengthen the mindset of the young people in the country. Because if we need to transform our country as Liberians, our mindset needs to be transformed. So that way I actually started from, I started a leadership program in Liberia called the Jonan Toppa School of Leadership and Development. And so this institution is actually meant to help build the human resource capacity and thinking of emerging leaders all across Africa. And so we've been there since 2017. We've been here imparting knowledge to people. We have caught across thousands across the continent, giving them those basic leadership skills and ideas to move through the front and joining in the total emancipation of our people in our very country. So this leadership institute has two basic programs. That is our emerging leader program and our executive graduate program that we have actually been giving back to humanity, strengthening our counterparts, from diverse continents. Like I already said, if we as young people say we are not too young to lead, then we should be prepared to lead, because leadership is about preparation and coming up with the right mindset, being practical, exceptional, and ready to face the challenges and battle ahead. So this is actually something I've been looking at as a young man, and I pray that God give me more knowledge to be able to flow through this process. Moving forward, I actually have a youth organization. It's called Serve Liberia, because this is something that goes with civic engagement, giving back to humanity, and making sure that we cut across. And so some of our civic engagement has actually been meeting our counterparts, the youthful generation, making them to understand whenever we get into electoral process to stay away from violence and be able to make the rightful decisions. And so moving from that standpoint, we also have the humanitarian aspect where we give back to humanity. And so recently, when I went to Nairobi on the Live Your Best Life, as an international speaker, I was like there, and I engulfed a dream of organizing a consultancy company that I can be able to give my services and that basic expert knowledge that I have in public speaking facilitation, project management and stuff like that back to humanity. So I also the CEO of and the Tao Global Consultancy, a newly established company that is meant to help buttress our clients with the basic ideologies and basic information to make them uprise to where they want to go. I hope I'm not running again.
You're not only running, you're like a little speed car. You're a race car. You are, this is great. I mean, you're at your age and your mindset to serve the youth. And you're still like a youth yourself. It's so amazing. And you share with me earlier that you have already established this organization and you have youth that are already engaging in your programs, which is phenomenal. And you are still educating yourself. This is phenomenal. You have given us your why, and I hope everyone understood your why for doing what it is that you do for the youth. But what type of tragedies or issues, or what have been some of the hiccups, if you will, or some dilemmas that you may have encountered in being successful at what you're doing?
When we talk about some of those challenges I've actually been, enduring through, I want to speak about concentrating on the mindset. Mm-hmm. Whenever you get the mind of an individual, you actually have astonished power to control them. So once you be able to work on the mindset of young people, it has actually been one of my greatest challenges. One of them, to be able to capture the mindset, because when you give change and it is not practical, then I don't know. But to get the mindset of young people from what they do, that is somehow negative to the positive stance it comes over loud. So one of the challenges I face is that connecting the mindset to the positive dimension for effective change, for global relevance, connecting the mindset has been something so strangling. And so, the kind of change I want to bring to my generation is pragmatic change. I want something effective. I want a potent change. I don't just want a theoretical change, seeing something without implementation. So when you give change to people and the change, is something valuable, they should serve as an asset to their community so that people can value what they do. But when you speak too much with no implementation, then the change becomes somehow rumble. So one of the challenges I faced through my entire leadership journey, in capturing the mindset of young people has been something I've been looking at. Although financially has been a stand, but once the mindset is made up to do something, with God, all things are possible. You can strive through those temptations and you can get it going.
That is it. You finally put him in there. I was waiting this. With God, all things are possible. I want to ask you just something here. Give me a second. So I love the fact that you said, with God, all things are possible. This is coming from a youth. And hearing you say, with God, all things are possible, means that you are inspiring the youth. You're inspiring that age group, your generation. To know that with God, all things are possible. Let's talk about that for a moment. How involved are you spiritually with your success? Look at you, like you're lighting up on me.
Can you repeat the question? I didn't get that clear.
Yes. How involved are you spiritually with the success of everything that you do? You know, how are you definitely inspiring others to put God in their life?
Since I came over to this country, I'm a Christian and I'm a believer of the New Vision International Church of God. Mm-hmm. But since I came over to this country, I've been having some issue with church because they speak their local dialect, and that is Kinyarwanda in Kigali, Rwanda. And so I've now formed a Bible-believing English church that, because I don't understand their language. Yeah. And so what I do, according to the Bible, God is everywhere. So I try to speak to him in my own possible way. But I believe in the Bible and I want to be real. I don't want to be fake. I want to be real and speak my mind that when it comes to, using the spiritual term or the spiritual ring to inspire people, I have been, if I were to give myself a percentage, I would have been like something like 60% within that. Because what happened is that I will have all the issues to be able to clash through to get to my audience, but using the Bible, I use the scripture to inspire people. I read the Bible at time, but I have not been fully involved to be real. So I've been like 60% within it. And I'm trying because no one is righteous. No one is perfect. I'm just hoping on God to keep giving me the kind of energy to keep struggling through the journey. There will come a time it will be difficult. But one thing I always keep at the back of my mind that your God-given purpose is that sure commitment. You do understand that he will continue to give me that knowledge and that energy to craft you that journey that I know I want to reach.
So we had some, just a tab of connectivity when he was saying that, but he was telling you that your God-given purpose is definitely in each and every one of us. And as you say that, I changed that to your God-given imprint, that imprint that is left here for infinity. So, and the fact that you are currently, walking in his image is enough to know that one will see a spiritual being in you just by the things that you are doing for others. It's like you have that servant's heart to serve the youth, and you're leaving an imprint. I told you that I am that imprint empress, you know, so I can't wait to give you, to recognize you with one of the Dr. Speaks imprints, civility imprint award, because of the things.
Oh, that's amazing.
Yes.
Thank you so much.
Yes. When you see the write-up for that award, it's not just given to anyone. They have to have evidence and proof and what it is that they are doing. And you are taking civility to the next level, and you are leaving an imprint everywhere you go. And I've noticed that already, you know, just to see you in your little 2-3-piece suit. On the stage and everything. So I see his image in you, and it's good to be able to know that I can introduce another platform of youth to you to mentor, you know, so they'll see what it's like to just keep moving, keep going. Don't let life happenings or things in life deter you from going forward. But I think we lost him there briefly. No, you're fine. So we've been talking to Ambassador Otis here, Otis Powell, and I am so honored that he woke me up this morning at 5 a.m. to say, what you doing? What you doing? Let's talk. Let's get together and do some things. But you all have heard some of the amazing things that he is doing internationally. And now he is tethered here in the United States with me. So he still wants to take his platform abroad. And I'm going to partner up with him as an ambassador for the things that he's doing, because he's already pinched my skirt tail and say, hey, can I fly along with you? And the answer is yes. And when you tether with the right mindset, you know, it's not about us. It's about those that we inspire and empower. I always tell people that hope is one of my go-to words. Hope is when you inspire one, you help other people excel. Hope is helping other people enjoy life. Hope is helping other people every day. And when you see that child that's not getting the proper education, Ambassador Otis is there. He's a youth. He's an adult youth, but he's going backward. He's paying it forward to those that are not getting the proper education. He's developed a platform for them, and I'm so grateful for what he's doing at such a young age. He's helping the youth to seize opportunities and rise. Don't stay there and not be educated. I remember reading a story where a young woman got married at the age of, she was maybe 12 or 13, and she didn't learn how to read, and then she wanted to read. Her husband beat her because she wanted to better educate herself. And this is why Ambassador Otis is doing is so important for our youth, not only in his continent and his country, but worldwide. How say you, Ambassador?
Thank you so much, Mom.
You just overwhelmed right now, right?
Of course I am, because this is an opportunity. You know, this is the stage we look for when we have the mindset to transform other things. And then, you know, I'm actually grateful to God for one good spirit. And, you know, it's always good to be proud of yourself, so that all before people being proud of you. So, you know, this spirit of starting is something that God has given me. A lot of people have the talent. A lot of people have that vision, that goal, that dream. There is something inside of them. But this is the secret. Until you awake yourself and speed out to start something,
I'm sorry. You're just going to be having that in you. Because the thing is, starting small is beautiful. It is always beautiful to start small. Every 1,000 joining or 1,000 mile or whatever it takes, it begins with a single step. So until we start small, until we understand that starting small is beautiful, it's marvelous, it's amazing to start small. Because when you start small, it gets powerful. That's it. So, I mean, that spirit of starting small is something to me. You imagine when people look at me and say, oh, I was a DJ anyway back in Liberia. When I was coming out 2015, I was a child broadcaster on the radio. And I said to myself, this is good. This is amazing. But I have to understand my call.
Yes. Yes.
There's a difference between having a call and understanding your call. My name is Tawo. And traditionally, the word Tawo means time voice. Every name has a meaning. So when I was born, my forefather been using the name and passed on to my father, and I know myself to be Tawo. And in Liberia, we have so many tribes, and I'm from the largest tribe in the country called Pele. And in Pele, when they say Tawo, it means town voice, the voice of the people. So I'd be like, my name is Tawo, the voice of the people. So I must portray me being the voice of the people. I should speak for the voiceless. I should make a tremendous impact, something that will be sustainable for global relevance. And let me just bust it out to you. Now, it doesn't matter where you was born. It doesn't matter who born you. It doesn't matter which hospital you was born in. What matters is the destiny that God has given you. It can be delayed, but never denied. All left with you working up the spirit within you and understand that there is no one who was born onto the earth with nothing. There is always something you have. But until you reawaken that spirit, until you become a man with purpose. Because I once said that a man who have not discovered his purpose, is worthless. And so when I went to Nairobi, I was very clear to say, the worst thing in life is not death. But the worst thing in life is living a purposeless life, a life you don't understand why you're living. So this is something so amazing. And trust me, you were just saying you are excited. I'm not just excited. I'm excited with my entire heart because this is a stepping stone for greatness. I am extremely excited. This is something so amazing. I know what I speak to God through. I know what I tell him. And I know that this is something he's trying to display. I'm actually excited for that.
I don't even know where to begin. You said so much. You said a mouthful. One of my other guests that was on last month mentioned, or the prior month mentioned that, when you are working in someone else's dream or wanting to walk someone else's dream out, what happens if they wake up? What happens if that person wakes up and you are still dreaming their dream? So it's like you said so much there. I honestly am honored that we're having these conversations today because they are going to inspire someone's life. I'm telling you. This is Tawo. This is Dr. Betty Speaks. I'm speaking to you. He said Tawo means voice. Speaks means speak. So there is our connection right there. Tawo speaks to speak, I love what you... He said when I was coming up, my name... Yes, he is laughing so hard now of that connection within itself. Honestly, if you have not waken up from your dream, now is your time. We're talking about leaving that imprint. He is only 21 years of age and he is leaving an imprint. He has established his own education facility. He has thousands of kids that are already attending his schools. He has an education academy already, 21 years of age. And this is why he and I are tethered here today. We are encouraging parents. We are encouraging youth. You know, now is your time. You don't have to wait until you graduate from high school or elementary school. When you see something in a child, go ahead and give them that spark. Give them that platform. I am blessed beyond measure for this young man to have reached out to me. 5 a.m. my time, and this is fine. I may have some sleep in my eyes. If I do, forgive him, why? But I wanted to get this message out to the world to allow you to see that there is someone that's out there making a difference for his generation, for our next generation. There is someone that is genuinely investing in himself and investing in others as well. This is what I mean by leaving an imprint. You know, I tell you, strength, I think he's trying to come back on.
Yeah, because obviously
technology, so we're on different sides of the world, so we expect things to happen. So don't even apologize, but I just want you to know that you have a phenomenal platform. You're leaving an amazing imprint. And a lot of people don't even know what it means to leave an imprint. What I often, and I actually gave my definition of leaving an imprint. Honestly, you have to be that person that is driven to experience or create a life change now by leaving an intentional, impactful imprint for infinity. And when I tell you that was given to me by the one and only Sir Clyde Rivers, it's knowing that I was born on April 4th, Maya Angelou's birthday, knowing that Dr. Martin Luther King was killed on April 4th, which is, again, my birthday, and to have written a song, It's the Resurrection, that came out this year on Easter Sunday, which is the day the Lord himself, Jesus Christ, was reborn, resurrected. This is what we're talking about. We're talking about resurrecting the lives of our youth, allowing them to be educated, you know, and giving them the tools, providing them the necessary means. And I noticed that you have a book out there as well, you know, and I don't know if it's your first book or not, but you have an amazing novel that's out there, and you're only 21 years old. So,
this is 20.
That's right. Because I said I gave you 21. Let's make, when will you be 21?
I'm gonna be 21 next year.
Next year,
February 6th, you're gonna make me 21. Yeah.
A couple of months, 2 months. February
20th. 2 more months from now.
Well, we'll have to have you a huge virtual birthday party, young man. You know,
oh my gosh.
And they die when neglected. Go ahead. Yes, opportunities multiply when they are seized, and they die when neglected. So you have taken advantage of your opportunities, honestly.
Sure.
For sure. and you know, he's 20 years old, and he nearly has a full beard. I'm just going to describe what he looks like to you. He has the curly top, like kid or play, one of them. I don't know which one it is, kid or play, because I forget their names. But he's that young version of those two. And a man of God, you know, a man of God that walks in his image. So that's why this show was so important for us to do today. I want to know who are some of your mentors? Who have been some of your mentors that have encouraged you to continue to do what you're doing, that has inspired you to do what you're doing?
You know, when I define mental for myself, I mean, like, I see it from a different stand. A lot of people say mental. No, mentor is different.
Yes.
From you just knowing someone and following them, you've been inspired by them, you know? So a lot of people call this person their mentor when they doesn't even have a connection with that person, when they doesn't even talk to that person, you know, when the person doesn't even advise them on issues. But I see mentorship as something so important, partner. So one of the person who have actually been driving me through, with the exception of my dad, I see Mr. Ralph Sinclair from the United States. He's been an amazing person to me through this journey. Mr. Ralph Sinclair has been my mentor. He speaks to me when I'm down. He tried to give me more. You won't understand what plays behind the table. I know everyone have tough time. There is nobody free from that. Sometimes you feel like, oh, but can you imagine? I'm running a leadership school that is not morning hours. A lot of people run these programs and morning hours then. But at a certain point in time, I make that free because I want more people. And guess what? When you get something more free, somehow Liberians and the Africans don't value because they feel it's just something somehow. But when you add a value, a monetary value to that, it makes a lot of people want to go through because if you, when you pay something, we bring great speakers. Mr. Velton Shaw from the United States was on my platform. And you know, a lot of good people, Hiba Assam from Egypt was on my platform. You know, so I connect people from around the continent to come and share their expertise and knowledge on leadership, how they see it about leadership. And I have Somani, she's Somani from Zambia, the African Leadership Perspective CEO. You know, she's on the president program. She's a great expert. So a lot of people will connect and bring them to the platform to share their knowledge. And so, I mean, it's just been on the vast thing. And like I said to you, having you connecting with the great Betty Speaks. Guess what? When I had the intention of going to, when I was nominated for the Youth Art Value Award of the I Change Nation, before being nominated, I've been seeing your job. I've been seeing a lot of it, like Betty Speaks. Betty Speaks. I mean, this is something, it blow me up, but I mean, like, how do I connect?
Yes.
Connecting was the, you know, so I mean, like, from which standpoint, I'm going to connect. But like I said, we've got over everything. It has been an amazing journey. Challenges will always come. Trust me. I've been challenged, you know, to even step up on some of my activities. It has been a journey process. Sometimes, you know, I just got to keep asking God to lead me through. But I'm actually excited connecting with you because I mean, this is an additional stepping stone for me. But to just run through the question, Mr. Ralph Sinclair has been a mentor to me, helped me a lot. And, you know, but these days he's somehow busy with jobs and other stuff. So I've been like a little bit, yeah, but connecting you as my mentor again, that's something so amazing. So to me, it is an added advantage and no one is a reservoir of knowledge. So I'm connected to so many people. But our close intimacy, I have the spirit, I'm attracted and want to believe that, I mean, the close intimacy with you and I, with the kind of dream, with the kind of feelings and extra attraction I have, and the kind of belief I want to believe that I'm already up there because,
yes.
Yeah, that's how I feel. I'm already up there. I'm doing great things. I see myself doing great thing or greater thing than I've ever done. That's how I believe in. Yeah.
I see you doing amazing things. Even here in the U.S. of A., I see you all over. Honestly, I want to touch and agree with you. And I am so honored that you sought me out because now, you know, I can see that we have so much to do together. And it's all
sure.
for his glory.
Sure.
Honestly, and if there's anything I can do for you that is within my power, I'm there for you, my son. I love it when you freeze. Or when
thank you so much, Mo.
So what is your takeaway for
today? We're going to have a lot of great time.
what is it that...
Yeah, Go ahead. I didn't get that clear. You were saying something.
Tell us how we can stay connected. How can we stay connected, and what is our next project together?
Yeah. So now we're going to do this together. We are already connected. We'll always be connected. I want to believe this is forever. And this is, there is a specific thing I wanted us to work on. That was the Tao Global Consultant, something at the breadth of my kind of life, the speaking skills to another level. Winning international award from each year in Nigeria email doesn't make me feel like I'm getting there. I feel like I have to get there, because when I feel like, oh, I'm getting there, I mean, like, I'm being complacent. I've been okay. No, I'm not okay. But I want to be more than better speaks.
Yeah.
That's it, dude. I want to be up there. She said, you see that boy? I'm the one mentoring that boy to get him up to the stage. So I feel like there is a greater task ahead of me and I have to get there. So one of the things I want us to work on is two basic things. The first thing is the leadership school. And, you know, the second project I want us to flush forward with is the consultancy. I want us to really look at the consultancy. But when we speak about project, are you there? Can you hear me?
I can hear you fine. Yes. Can you hear me?
So a project I'm trying to work on is called, I can hear you. The project is called the International Public Speaking Masterclass. Mm-hmm. So I want to work on the masterclass to end up 2021 to 2022. So the International Public Speaking Masterclass, a lot of time when I win those internationals award and serve our public speaking, young people come in my inbox and say, oh, Otis, you are amazing. I want to be like you. How can I start up? Oh, I love your public speaking skills. And I just say a lot. But what comes to my mind is, this is not the way you see it. It comes with pain. There was a time I was reading, and you won't understand. I have to take my last money to put in Mika Bad just to get things done. Yes. You understand? There are a lot of things that play behind the scene.
Yes.
You know, so I said to them, I'm going to organize something so big by the grace of God. I'm going to connect strong people that has the mantle of authority to trash through that things you have in you and bring something new so that you can start the path, that God-given path. And so The project is called the International Public Speaking Masterclass. We're gonna have some dialogue to know how many days that could be available to train and sanctify public speakers to bring in that spirit from within so that they can be able to serve their community. Because guess what? Your voice is so powerful. Your voice is your capital. Your voice, this is why I believe in my voice. You can sit somewhere and speak, and thousands of people will be willing to listen to you. That's what you're doing. In my life, this is my first time speaking with you. But you won't just understand the kind of tremendous impact your voice has made through my life. You just keep encouraging me with the spirit of keep doing more, telling me that there will be challenges, but I have to understand that challenges are meant to be.
Yes.
People's opinion should never become my reality. I should focus on my journey, and that's going to get me there.
Thank you so much. I'm going to let you know that this has been absolutely breathtaking and amazing, and it's good that you have others' heart. I mean, you are just like Abraham. You are a man after God's heart, but you want children's to be after God's heart too. So you're doing an amazing platform, and I am honored. You know, this has been Dr. Betty Speaks. You know, I tell you, we die daily. That's why I love awarding others with the Dr. Betty Speaks Imprint Award. When you see something, you say something. So I could not let this conversation with he and I, Ambassador Otis and I, go privately. I had to share it with the world, with the millions of listeners that are out there tuning in to who does Dr. Betty Speaks have coming on next? It's Ambassador Otis. Ambassador Otis Tau. You heard him speak. So honestly, if you are down and out and not knowing which direction to go in life, we want to tell you today that don't stay there. It's not your fault. You have that mindset to get up and do something about it. That's what we are doing today to inspire others, to allow them to know that the only one that can do something about your life is you. So you have to be that actionist to take action on the things that you were given. Those are your purpose in life. Your destiny is up to you and no one else. You know, your own uniqueness, you follow that. Be there. We're here to inspire you, of course. Like I said, hope and soar. We're here to inspire you with hope, helping you help other people excel, help other people enjoy life, and help other people every day. And we want to see, we want to allow you to know that you can seize the opportunity to rise, soar from any challenges that you may encounter. So I appreciate you, my brother, my son, and I'm looking forward for all the obstacles that we may jump over just to get to the successes that lies ahead of us.
That's so great. And I always see every moment as an opportunity to learn. There was one of my, a leader who sponsored the Youth I Value Award, Jeff from the United States said, make every second count. So yeah. I'm always in the position to make every second count because I don't know when my second gonna go up. So I make every conversation impactful and I make every conversation a stage for learning. You are an amazing, an amazing mother, an amazing mentor, an amazing teacher. You know, I feel the spirit. I know what it takes, you know. But like I said, I'm just overwhelmed by this conversation. I open up myself to learn more, to be able to get more knowledge from you so that when you, you know, hear this name, when people see this name, you know, Dr. Betty Speaks is the one who molded me to the level I am. So there are a lot of great things I know in store for me, and I know we're going to take place soon.
Yes, yes. Blessings bestowed upon you, my love.
Thank you so much, Mom.
Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and money-making Manhattan. You're listening to Bashani Radio App, the number one independent app for podcast. Download for free for iPhone and Android at the App Store.